Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Breidweiser. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Pope. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Mitchell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Lawler moves to second. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Consuegra moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neiman moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Neiman. Narragon reaches second base with a double. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Narragon scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Neiman. Smith reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Bridewesser applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. Consuegra strikes out. Two outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridewesser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Stevens now playing third base. Bob Keegan now pitching. George Kell now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Al Rosen. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Dave Pope. Maury Martin now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Marshall chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fox. Fox fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fox. Hegan scores. Kiner scores. Majeski goes all the way around to score. Wirtz moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Smith reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Avila out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Ralph Kiner now playing left field. Dave Filley now playing right field. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Al Smith now. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Carrasquel moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Indians. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Don Mossy now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 9, Indians, 9. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 3 in the game. Dente bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 10-9, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. McGee moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.